He began to deal with me about the spirit of Python, and notice what Python is after. He's after breath. Breath in the Bible is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost."
It's just a stain of affection. Just need something to cure the infection. I don't want to be a misconception. No.
In that upper room, the Bible said there came a mighty rushing wind. Every time you read in Ezekiel's vision, the wind, the breath, it's always symbolic of the Holy Spirit, one of the greatest types in the Bible of the Holy Ghost.
I don't want to slip, I don't want to fall, I don't want to care, I'll be here at all. I don't want to crash, I don't want to burn, I don't want to fall.
Of the Holy Ghost is the wind, the breath, so I want you to see the picture. The spirit of Python is a spirit that comes to choke the breath, to choke the spirit out of believers and out of churches. Every time you read in Ezekiel's vision, the wind, the breath, it's always symbolic of the Holy Spirit. One of the greatest types in the Bible of the Holy Ghost is the wind, the breath. So I want you to see the picture. The spirit of Python is a spirit that comes to choke the breath, to choke the spirit out of believers and out of churches.
And so then I guess I'll just keep climbing.
The spirit of Python coils itself around people, and it begins spiritually to do everything it can to get the anointing, the breath, the unction of the Holy Spirit out. He doesn't care how much we sing as long as there's no breath or no anointing. The thing that Python is really concerned about is breath. He doesn't care if a church has form, if a Christian comes to church and they have this routine and this ritual, as long as there's no breath, as long as there's no anointing, as long as there's no unction of the Holy Spirit. Will begin to coil itself around you, and before you know it, those hands that used to go up, they're bound. Oh, you're raising the hand and you're going through the routine, but there's no breath, there's no unction, there's no anointing. It's a form, it's a routine. Let me tell you, when the power of Python is on you, he tries to choke out the spirit, the anointing. Python gets a hold of the church, he begins to choke out the gifts of the Spirit. They don't want it on Sunday morning anymore because Dr. So-and-so is there, and the politician so-and-so is there, and Big Shot, Big Daddy Money is there, and we don't want to offend him. When the Holy Spirit begins, ooh, we don't want tongues, we don't want gifts. I'm not talking about flakiness, but I'm talking about, you know, we better learn that in these last days, it's the power of the Holy Ghost that people are yearning and hungry for. And thank God for education and all of that. I believe in it, but at some point, we've got to get back on our knees and pray and fast and live holy and live righteous and give ourselves to the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
If I raise my hands just to lift the shade, will I reveal a sky heavy and gray?
Will last night be a memory? The spirit of Python came against them when they began to reach out and launch out into new territory. The spirit of Python comes and tries to constrict and say, you're not going any further. You've done good, and that's good. I'm glad you got that far, but I'm going to hold you back. It's a spirit of limitation. It's a spirit that says you can go this far, but don't you try to go any further. Some of you, it's like you're believing God for something greater, but you can't seem to break loose into that new level. I've come to tell you tonight, I'm on an assignment. I feel like I got my foot right on top of the devil's neck right now, and I'm here to say, when Python looses you, you're going to breathe again. Your vision's going to breathe again. Your joy's going to breathe again. Your ministry's going to breathe again. Your anointing is going, your dream is going to breathe again. Something's been loosening you. Something's been happening to you. Something's been stirring and moving and touching on the inside of you. You can't hardly stand it sitting on that pew. Let me tell you what that is. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It breaks every yoke. It'll revolutionize your life. It'll set you free from drugs and alcohol and the power of the devil. Somebody give him a shout of praise. Bible said that when they begin to praise, praise opens every door. Did you get that? And every door was open. If you got doors that won't open, stand there in spite of what you see or feel and praise God anyhow. I was reading the book of Amos, and I promise you this is my last ending right now. I was reading the book of Amos 3 days ago. And I saw the story, and I think the Lord gave it to me for this night, of a lamb that was eaten by a lion. You can read it in Amos chapter 3. So there was a lion that attacked the lamb, and there was nothing left when the shepherd got there but the ear and the leg. You ever read that? And the Lord quickened my heart, and He said to tell you tonight that Satan is that lion. And he may have devoured part of your family, part of your life, part of your dream, part of what God's called you to do. And there may be nothing left but an ear and a leg. But that crazy shepherd went after the lion and slew him because he had an ear and a leg left. And I thought, why? And the Holy Ghost whispered to me and said, as long as you got an ear that can hear, and as long as you've still got a leg that you can stand on my word, I don't care what hell has devoured. As long as I can hear and I can hobble. Oh, I might not be what I used to be, but thank God you're here tonight and you can hear and you can stand on the promise. And it doesn't matter what you've lost. You serve the God of restoration.
Okay, hear what I say. I raise my hands and surrender today. Right here, under the sun, hands in the air, saying thy will be done. I'm here, under the sun, hands in the air, singing thy will be done.
Python wants to just stop your praise. But the point is, when you're truly free, you need to come out and praise God and be filled with His breath and breathe again. And I just feel like saying to you tonight, the spirit of Python that may have been on you when you walked in, that had you bound in your worship, you couldn't seem to get free, that had you limited and you couldn't seem to break loose, that was choking the life out of you, before you leave this revival, in Jesus' name, I prophesy, you shall breathe again. Raise up your hands, lift up your voice, and I want you to begin to praise Him from the depths of your spirit. I want you to begin to praise Him until you feel that spirit just breaking off.